It's a great day for talk radio. The John Oakley Show on AM 640.
All right, we're talking about changing the speed limit in Ontario on the 400 series of highways. It's 100 kilometers. That's the posted. And sometimes you'll see those scary blue and yellow signs that say what the ticket is and how many points you lose if you're caught going over the limit, which does give license to the police to haul you in. Because, you know, look, technically, almost everybody, 90% of drivers out there, are exceeding the posted limit. So it's like catching fish in a barrel. And that's the whole reason that really, or maybe the unintended consequence of having reduced the limit. Back in the mid-70s, it was 70 miles per hour. And then the oil embargo caused fuel efficiency and those kinds of things to become paramount. Nixon started it with 55 being the reduced rate. By the way, you remember the song Convoy? That got off a little ditty. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy. C.B. McCall, I think that was the guy. This was in response to truckers all colluded to jam up the highways in protest because they said this is going to deter our business. We can't get, you know, from Chicago to Walla Walla, Washington in 8 hours anymore. You know, this became very problematic, but we've lived with it because we were always told it was being efficient with our fuel. Turns out that's not necessarily the case, and we do have more, as I said, cars that are fuel efficient now. And so it's about what is permissible for a society. What can we do in terms of our own driving habits? Can we handle 120 clicks as the posted? So let's get to it. 870-6400, star 640 is the number to call. And Dave in Hamilton, we'll start with you. Do you think it's time to increase the limits on the highways?
Yeah, I think it is. I'll give you an example. I was working out in Alberta, handling some catastrophe claims for a local insurer, and the speed limit on their highways is 110. A rural road is either 90 or 100, I can't remember now, but for sure 110 on the Trans-Canada. And I was the only one doing 130. Everybody was doing 110, and I soon found out the reason for that is photo radar. Everybody in the Calgary area was doing the speed limit. So my idea is to put the speed limit to either 110, 115, possibly 120, but reintroduce the photo radar, and then that would be your cash cow. So if you're doing the speed limit at 120, you're okay.
All right, you want it increased, and therefore I get your point to be more realistic and what people are driving on their own accord. Can we still have a safe motoring society if we've got 400 series of highways going up to 120? Or do you think this will lead to abuse? Well, joining us on the line right now, the man whose proposal it is, or the latest incarnation anyway, Paul McKeever heads the Freedom Party of Ontario, and Brian Patterson is the president of the Ontario Safety League. Gentlemen, good morning to you both.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
All right, we know what Paul McKeever's point is. At least I'll flesh out what his thinking behind it is. But Brian Patterson, him wanting to repost it to where it was in the mid-70s, 70 miles per hour, roughly 120 clicks. Is that bad policy, and is he wrong?
Oh, no, it's clearly wrong. I mean, one of the reasons Ontario has the safest roads in North America is we've balanced education, enforcement, and issues like this. And the stopping distance issue when you increase speed by another 20 kilometers, particularly at that end of the range, is absolutely significant. We'd simply move people that are in avoidable situations into crash situations. We'll move people from injury to fatality. And frankly, speed is the number one factor in crash and fatalities right now in Ontario. So there's no need. And I can tell you, as somebody who's done some of those long distance road testing, the difference in time that people seem to think it's going to make up is very limited in how many times that affects the average driver.
All right,
you're not driving for 8 hours flat out at top speed to save 20 minutes.
All right, so it's negligible in terms of time saved, but you're telling us that this is a case that speed will increase the number of fatalities because speed kills. Now, how do you come by that knowledge credibly? I mean, do you have the stats to back that up, or is that just you're anticipating that would happen?
No, all of the engineering studies that show when you take speed and identical crash situations, 10 kilometer distance, or going 10 kilometers faster, as you know, John, would shorten your stopping distance, safe stopping distance, and the power at which you hit the object would be greater, and greater impact on power. I mean, it's not the Highway Traffic Act. It's Newton's laws of physics.
Yeah, but what's the difference, Brian? You're going 100 already. It could be calamitous if you hit the difference from that to 120. I just thought if everybody's going 120, are you telling me statistically we would increase the number of mishaps?
We would, but in fact, not everybody would be going 120. Large vehicles on the highway today are capped at 105. So you're simply going to increase the speed differential. And I think we've got, we've already got I guess the perceived 10 clicks or whatever people believe it to be, that you can exceed the speed limit by a certain amount and nobody's going to bother. That's why I guess Alberta has gone to this photo radar issue, but I don't think photo radar's viable here.
All right, hang on. I wanted to get Paul McKeever in here. You have referenced that the governors on trucks now limit them at 105. There would be too much of a differential. That's an interesting point. But Paul McKeever, I mean, if Brian Patterson from the Ontario Safety League is right, increasing speeds just increases the chances or the stats on calamity. Why would you be a proponent of this?
Well, because no one's talking about increasing the speed of vehicles. We're just talking about raising the limit so that they can't be charged for doing the speed that they're already doing. It's not the case, and Mr. Patterson hasn't said that he has a study showing that if you raise the limit to 120, suddenly everyone's going to be peeling along at 150, and I know it's a matter of fact. It just won't happen. Roads have a natural speed. I mean, we all have, once we've driven for a while, we know what's a safe speed and what's not. The roads were said to be built for 70 at the time, and that's in the 1970s with people driving Pintos on them. We now have cars that are, by yesterday's standards, the equivalent of race cars being driven by everyday families at 120. So we're not talking about increasing the speed. We're simply saying take away the opportunity of officers to just sort of pick and choose at random whenever their ticket quotas get low. No, let us travel at the speed we're doing without the risk of ticketing.
All right, so your argument in many ways seems to be the nanny state knows best, and you believe with the Freedom Party of Ontario, leave it to people to have a little more freedom from being susceptible to being ticketed.
That's right. Ticket charges went up 45% when they lowered the speed limit because people kept driving the same speed, even in the 70s. It's been the same 120 ever since.
Is Brian Patterson right, though, this would invite certain abuses? I mean, because if people go about 13 kilometers over the posted, you put it to 120, they're going to go 133, 135, 140 with a sense of impunity. Could that lead to calamitous by, let's say, unintended consequences?
I don't think so. It's all a question of enforcement. The police officers simply have to pull over the very same people they're pulling over today.
All right, increasing the threshold on the speed limits, not the capacity for cars to go faster, because that's already happened anyway, but Paul McKeever, Freedom Party of Ontario, Brian Patterson, President of the Ontario Safety League, let's come back, take more calls, see if people would support this initiative by the Freedom Party to increase the speed limit on 400 series highways in Ontario to 120 now instead of the posted 100, because otherwise it just sets up a dilemma that leads to enforcement, and it's a tax grab is effectively his argument. Whose side you on in this debate? We'll find out. 870-6400, star 640 on cell. 843.
Mornings are better with John Oakley.
That's what his wife says.
Okay, that was just crude and unnecessary.
Sorry.
John Oakley on AM 640.
I'll buy him a card.
Yeah, buy him a card.
All right, let's talk about the speed limits. Now, 100 clicks on the 400 series almost seems antiquated. You know, it used to be faster in 76, and then we changed the law to reflect the Americans, taking it down to 55 miles per hour. So the Freedom Party and Paul McKeever, its head, are suggesting we get back to 120. We can handle it. Brian Patterson with the Ontario Safety League says it would be folly to do that. It would just lead to more unintended consequences and nasty mishaps. So what do you propose, or what do you favor? Do you like to see it to 120, given that people tend to go faster than the posted anyway? Could that be a more dangerous development? Michael, we'll start with you with the two gentlemen on the line this morning. Go ahead. You're on the Oakley Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I think that we should keep the speed limits as is. You might even be missing a point that why can't we do 100 kilometers an hour? Why can't we obey the law? Okay, if you put it up to 120, people are going to do 130, 140, 150. People aren't going to change. And I just think that people just aren't obeying the law anymore on the road. And you can take the people that are running red lights, for an example. When did that start? When did that become okay?
Well, it's not okay. And I get your point. You're saying let's be a little more stringent in applying the law. Do you want red light cameras then, or would you support that?
Yes, I would.
And all right, so even in speeding situations.
120, you know, like I like the idea from Calgary or Alberta.
Photo radar.
Yeah. But,
photo radar for 100. Boy, Paul McKeever, I guess his point, it's well taken, I get it, and Brian Patterson, I'm not sure I'll ask you in a second, but Paul McKeever, if they enforced 100 right now, would that be a colossal cash grab on the part of the government?
Oh, absolutely. Virtually 100% of the people traveling outside of the north of Toronto there would have to be pulled over. I mean, I was driving on the weekend to London. I drove each way at 120, both ways the entire time. And the only time you have a slowdown is during traffic hours. Around north of Toronto on the 401.
All right. Well, you're a scofflaw then. And I mean
definitely.
That, well, all right, respectfully. Brian Patterson, would you like to see photo radar fully enforced?
No.
Why not?
I don't see the advantages. The issue at to bring back photo radar and to set it at the threshold at 100. I think there's an awful lot of people who accept, as the previous caller did, that if you're going to bring back photo radar, then you want to set it at a higher rate of speed. The real issue is you don't really pull the vehicle over with photo radar. You get the letter in the mail. There's no issues. I can tell you. I mean, it's impractical to believe that law enforcement, we're going to have enough police officers to pull every vehicle going 105, but at the end of the day, we've got some fairly concentrated enforcement units that are pulling people over at 125 and 130 and 150. I mean, at the end of the day, we've had over 20,000 people ticketed for going 50 kilometers over the limit. So
yeah, the road racing laws that came out. I was just saying, the road racing laws. Brian, listen, let me move along. I got a ton of calls on this, and gentlemen, you're obviously on both sides of this argument. Can we afford to take it up to 120, as Paul McKeever with the Ontario Freedom Party is suggesting? Paul, what's your take? Good morning. Hey, Paulie? Where's Paul at on the 400?
Hey, it's me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Listen, if we're going to follow the states, then let's follow the states. I-95 is 70 miles an hour. It's the busiest highway in North America, so... You know, let's get with the times here. I was on the Autobahn a couple weeks ago, and I like the way they do it. There's no speed limit until you come into a concentrated area, like going up the 400 at Innisfil Beach Road. It would be posted at 120 or 100, and as soon as you get past Duckworth, there's no civilization. Boom, back up to no speed limit.
Right. Not going to Cottage Country on a Friday or coming back on a Sunday, but your point is well taken. The Autobahn argument, we hear that from time to time. Paul McKeever, would you favor that? I mean, that's totally unrestricted.
Well, I think you take one step at a time. And we have a culture that drives at 120. We've done that for decades. I think that's why 120 is safe. We're not, Freedom Party right at this point is not, looking at anything else. We're certainly against photo radar and always have been. So that's not going to happen with the Freedom government.
All right, to Sherry next, Oakley Show. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hi, I do think it should be put up. I definitely do.
So
everyone is already driving at that.
Right, so you're saying that would just pretty much enshrine the established. But to Brian Patterson's point, if people tend to go faster than the posted, do you think they just up the ante? Go 130, 135?
No, I don't. I think people who are driving that already is going to continue driving that, and those are the people that should be pulled over by the police. But other people who are driving safely at the 120 or just below, I think that's what everybody's doing already, and that it should be that way, but it's just another way for the government to get more money. Same with the photo radar. It's just another way for government to easily get money without having to pull everybody over.
All right. Well, those were Paul McKeever's arguments. Brian Patterson, if it went to 120, do you have empirical evidence to say it would see drivers taking liberties, going to 130, 140, and feeling comfortable with that?
Well, we see that today in the way people are driving. I don't think there's some sort of internal speed limiter at 120 in a lot of drivers. And at the end of the day, if we're going to do that, one of the arguments in some jurisdictions is they're quite significant with penalties if you are above the speed limit. Now, we seem to have you know, first 15 kilometers, not so bad, next 20, not more significant, and then we move up to 50. Are we going to move tight demerit points in on just slightly over that that maximum for enforcement purposes? I was just at an international conference. I mean, I was surprised to find New Zealand, of all places, they're very significant on their demerit point system. They don't really care about the fine. They hammer the demerit points, and people's licenses are or insurance are at risk if they don't stick very closely to the road condition and limits.
I guess, yeah, we'd have to change all of those things. But the other thing, and you mentioned this earlier, the significant change would be in the limitation on truck speeds. It's now capped at 105. If we go to 120 with vehicular traffic, understanding that people do exceed that just as a natural occurrence, so it's 130, 135, the flow of traffic, would trucks correspondingly have to have their limiters upped?
Well, I think the evidence is they shouldn't have them up, and we'd have a hue and cry. I mean, there was a massive cry from owner-operator truck drivers saying that this was going to be the end of the end of life as we know it when they put the caps on, but we haven't seen that. What we have seen is, as we had the other day, we continue to have truck rollovers from drivers who exceed the speed limit for the condition or the ramps, and we've got vehicles that are flipped over. So I think the 105 cap's here to stay.
All right, last call on this one.
Let me
grab Danny on the 401 as the last word on this one. What do you say, Danny? Would you like the limit raised?
No, I wouldn't, because, I mean, you know what? All I hear is the cash grab. How about we follow the rules? Abide by the rules and do the speed limit. And I go back to that one lady that just said, oh, everybody does 120. If we make it to 120, hit everybody that does 135. Why aren't we hitting everybody that's doing 120 now if it's such a cash grab? Leave it as it is. I mean, don't mess with it. Everybody drives as crazy today as it is. And if we add it up to, if we do 120, they're going to go 140, 150. Accidents are going to happen everywhere. It's going to be crazy.
All right. You're happy with the current threshold. Well, there you go, gentlemen. I mean, that in a nutshell is the debate, but it's still waiting to happen on the campaign hustings. The Freedom Party has proposed this, one of the planks in their platform. Paul McKeever is his head, and we thank you for joining us this morning, along with Brian Patterson, president of the Ontario Safety League. Gentlemen, have a good day.
Keep on trucking, John.
Keep driving.
All right, guys, over and out. We'll get to Lou Skeezus, a look at business next on the Oakley Show, Talk Radio AM 640. It's 8:55.